I have been very aware of the special complexities and difficulties of English orthography. It always seemed to me the kind of writing system that would be particularly difficult to cope with if you were dyslexic. While in a language such as German, you have much better means of overcoming the difficulties because it's relatively regular. And even more so in Italian, where you have a writing system that is so utterly transparent that almost anybody can just pronounce the words that they've never seen. Italian children are usually able to learn to read very well, very accurately after 1 year at school. But in English school, we all know that there is a huge variety. There are those who lag behind for a very long time, and it takes at least 3 years till all the children are at a reasonable standard that they can compete with these Italian children. So I did think that it must have some implication for dyslexia, and my colleagues in Italy and also in France were very interested in comparing the kinds of tests that we had used with English dyslexics, trying them with Italian and with French dyslexics. So we started in the mid-90s to do this work, and I think the first papers started to be published in about 2000. It took us a very long time to carry out. It was funded by European sources because we thought it really was very important to find out the differences, the cultural differences that contribute to the ability to learn to read and write and to use written language. These things have great implications for career choice and development. They have economic implications. So the first really important problem we came across is if we want to find dyslexics in Italy, where are they? They hardly any. Of course, does that mean that maybe dyslexia is really a culturally specific disorder? This would be completely incompatible with the idea that it's a neurological disorder, which in relatively similar places and countries should probably occur to the same extent. So it was very tricky to find these dyslexics in Italy. But my colleague, Eraldo Paolesu, had a way of finding these people by testing hundreds of students in group tests under difficult conditions. He used the tests, for example, of the spoonerisms and sorted out again the very worst performers in this group. And so he whittled them down till he came to a group that really were just like the English dyslexic, just like the French dyslexics. And when we looked at their brain processes, they showed exactly the same differences to their Italian controls as did the French dyslexics, as did the English dyslexics.